Happy Constitution Day, I'm Jevy Ebanks with your latest local news. Attorney General Sam Bulgin says Cayman has every reason to be proud of its constitution as the island marks 17 years since the 2009 Constitution Order came into force. He highlighted the Bill of Rights, Freedoms and Responsibilities as one of its most important features, noting that early reservations have faded as courts and public officials increasingly rely on it to safeguard fairness, clarify decisions, and protect individual rights. Attorney General Bulgin says the Constitution has guided key issues such as family life, residency, equality, public employment, democratic participation, and property rights, helping define the relationship between the state and the individual. He adds that its value isn't only seen in legal outcomes, but in the discipline it brings to public administration and the awareness it creates among citizens. He says the Constitution ensures public power is exercised lawfully, rationally, and fairly, while balancing rights with responsibilities and public interest. The sentencing of Demisio Frederick, convicted earlier this year of murdering his uncle, Christopher Bolo Johnson, has been rescheduled. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
At the end of a three-week trial, a 12-member jury unanimously found Demisio Frederick guilty. Sentencing submissions were expected on Friday, but a minute of order from the trial judge and head of the Criminal Division of Grand Court, Justice Cheryl Richards, KC, confirmed that the court-ordered social inquiry report, although complete, has not yet been reviewed by defense counsel. As a result, the matter is adjourned, with sentencing now set for the end of the month. Frederick remains in custody at His Majesty's Prison Northward while the court awaits final submissions. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. Thad Bodden has pled not guilty to criminal trespass and being a rogue and vagabond. The charge stems from a 2nd of January incident at the Caribbean Court condominiums. Police say he was found on the property with a knife after a 911 call reporting someone trying car doors. Bodden has been granted bail with an electronic monitoring anklet as well as curfew conditions. He has a trial set for the 22nd of April. In other local news,
please slow down, stay alert, and help protect our wildlife.
A call from police, the National Trust, and the Department of Environment for drivers in Little Cayman to do their part to protect the Cayman rock iguana. PC Patricia Sevick.
Little Cayman is home to some of Cayman's most unique wildlife, including the protected Sister Islands rock iguana. These animals are an important part of Little Cayman's ecosystem, and road safety plays an important role in keeping them safe.
In the first half of 2026 in Little Cayman alone, officials say there have already been a record number of 78 rock iguana road deaths. Together, the Department of Environment and the National Trust and the RCIPS is reminding all drivers in both Little Cayman and Cayman Brac to slow down, stay alert, and to give way to wildlife. Drivers are asked to drive at the 25 mile per hour speed limit, scan the road edges, watch for sudden braking, and to avoid swerving if an animal crosses your path. If you hit an iguana or you see a dead iguana on the road, you're asked to report it to the National Trust at 923-8072 or the Department of Environment at 916-5849. With global crude prices rising, consumers often feel the impact quickly, whether at the pump or at the supermarket. But when it comes to home electricity costs, the timeline isn't always as immediate. CUC CEO Richard Hugh.
There is a process. There are delays because of the inventory that's already on island. If that came in with duties, of course, the fuel companies have paid that, so they will pass that charge on to us. But as soon as the government waived the duty, all the fuels coming after that did not have the duty on it. So it's hard to say when the full impact will be, but certainly after 2 months have passed and we've gone through inventory, we would see that that benefit would be flowing through to customers.
Mr. Hugh says while fuel prices cycles do eventually flow through to the electricity bills, homeowners should keep their energy usage front and center. He notes that even when fuel prices begin to ease, customers can still reduce their bills by managing consumption. He's reminding residents to turn up the AC when the home is unoccupied and to consider home improvements such as better insulation, sealing gaps around doors and windows, and other efficiency upgrades that can significantly reduce energy usage. CUC says small changes in daily habits combined with long-term efficiency improvements can help households better weather fluctuations in global fuel prices. More energy-saving tips are available on the CUC website. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your public holiday.